do you reprogram your mindset? I really like the quote from J.D. Houston. If you want something in your life you've never had before, you'll have to do something you've never done before. In order to create an entirely new level of wealth, I share some disciplines with you that hopefully will assist you to reach your potential and your goals for wealth. Some of the disciplines that I carry out would be, firstly, to continue to ask myself, why am I doing this? What's my big why? What is your big why? Your why needs to be big enough to scare you. It will keep you focused when you are tired. You may have some challenging days when you come home from work exhausted and everybody wants your attention and you have no time for yourself. You feel like you just want to give up. You may use various procrastination tactics to make you feel better, such as, I will start tomorrow. I have done enough today. I'm doing better than my friend, my neighbour, or my cat. Joking. I'm just joking. I always question myself, why am I doing this? What is my bigger picture? What is my ultimate game plan? Your why will provide you with the direction, drive, and certain determination. What's your why? Is it that you want more savings so you can do what you want to do? Job security? Pension? So you can fund your children's education? Or contribute towards yourself, your family, community, society, or the world? However, currently, are you working on your plan or someone else's plan, like your employer's plan? How hard are you working for someone else? It's your time. Sometimes I wish I could start all over again. Of course, with the knowledge and wisdom I have with age. If you are self-employed, is your business plan working for you? If not, what have you done differently to get different results? Otherwise, you know what it is. Insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So what is your plan of action? Second way of reprogramming your mindset would be hanging around with the right people. Who currently are you hanging around with? Are there negative people who drain your energy? They blame others other than themselves? Or are you hanging around with positive people who inspire, encourage, motivate you, and they take responsibility for themselves and their actions? Ask yourself, who do I hang around with? List 5 people with whom you associate yourself with. Remember, your network, it's who you hang around with, is your net worth, the amount of money you have. Thirdly, reprogram your mindset by taking responsibility. Realize your current amount of income, savings, debt are the result of your inner wealth set points. We tend to look at how much we are earning, our savings, our debt, and then we think they are the results of a variety of external factors beyond our control and our past mistakes. When we start to take control and responsibility, instead of blaming ourselves for the mistakes of our past or even avoiding money altogether, we can unravel these set points and actively create new ones for ourselves. The fourth one is to clear your money paradigm. Your set points came from one place, your family. So start to think back to your childhood and imagine watching a movie of your parents, dealing with money, bills, finances, work. Notice how your parents feel in this movie when they dealt with money and the phrases they would have used. Were they anxious, worried, disappointed, fighting? Were there any big traumas around money when you were growing up? such as divorce, death, child support battles, job losses. If you could see yourself in the movie as a child, how did this impact you? What did you learn? What decisions did you make? How hard did your parents have to work for their money? And did they ever get to enjoy it? These various questions will allow you to clarify exactly what your money paradigm is, programmed into you both in the terms of limiting beliefs and emotional reactions in dealing with money. 5. Self-awareness of any financial traumas. Financial trauma is often lurking in our inflated debts or deinflated savings. It will act like a dark storm cloud hovering over our finances until we decide to clear it away. Look at your finances and see if there's something that's happened in the past about which you can say, if that had not happened, I would have been in a better place. If so, it is likely that you're still harboring troublesome emotions around your money, such as sadness, guilt, fear, loss of trust, and belief in yourself. And until you clear it, it will be a drain on your energy, confidence, and wealth. It's almost impossible to implement a strategy for financial wealth, growth, and bring all our brilliance out when we have a financial trauma weighing us down. 6 is to make new goals around your money, just like you would for yourself. Once you've realized that you've been earning, spending, and managing your money based on outdated rules that have been handed down to you through generations, set a new goal for your income and savings. Ask yourself, what do you want to earn in the next year? How much do you want in your saving pot for you to feel secure and safe? 7 is about reprogramming your mindset about time management. Are you unique and valuable, or are you always on sale and not being selective with your clients and your time? This has been my weakness and my downfall. And of course, it's still a work in progress. It is important to actually manage your time and diary well, so that you plan in time for you and your activities that you enjoy, so you can switch off your family time, reflection, and planning time for you and your business. Believe me, if you don't plan it, schedule it in your diary, and prioritize it, it will not happen. 7, it's conscious willpower to stay on track. After setting your new financial goals, you must clarify how badly do you want them and how much energy, focus, ideas, and willpower are you willing to bring to the table. Avoid temptation. It's easy to fall into the trap of spending money beyond your means due to too much stress, too many decisions to make, trying to fit in, peer pressure, or even the environment that is too cluttered. Some ways to fight back is to automate as many good behaviors as possible and reduce the temptation to indulge in bad behaviors, such as set up automatic money transfers into a savings account, pay down your debt, setting up regular deliveries so you don't have to go shopping on a regular basis, which means that you have fewer decisions to make, reducing the temptation to buy unnecessarily. Ask yourself, do you really need this item? Do you really need a second dress, which is the same style but a different color, or the third pair of shoes? So staying on track by having that willpower. 8, making decisions. Ask yourself, how do I make decisions? Are they slowly and often change your mind, indication of uncertainty and not trusting your judgment? Or are you the type of person who makes decisions quickly and rarely change their minds? indication of a certain confident and focused mindset. Once a decision has been made, the burden has been lifted, the fluffiness has disappeared. Now you can breathe as you made a decision. Now you have a laser focused mindset and moving forward towards your outcome. Remember, if you don't make a decision, that is a decision. Number 9 is getting rid of the excuses for our limiting beliefs, such as, I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm not good enough, I don't have the experience, I have other responsibilities, I don't have the knowledge, I don't have the energy, I don't have any ideas for business, I'm not business minded, I don't have the money to start a business. Ask yourself, what is my limiting belief? It's possible to reverse your limiting belief within 10 minutes by asking yourself the following questions. A. Is this belief true? B. Is this belief beyond a shadow of a doubt true? C. Is it possible there is at least one person on this planet that could prove this belief has wrong? D. How does this belief make you feel? E. What would be the opposite of this belief? 10. Get rid or reduce the negative words and phrases from your language that you may use, such as never, should, wish, can't, no money, bored, broke, don't have enough, can't afford it, no time. The list is endless. What are the negative words and phrases that you use on a daily basis? 11. Adopting positive beliefs. I encourage women to examine their beliefs and replace their self-defeating thoughts with powerful, encouraging, positive beliefs. Here's some new beliefs we can plant to lead us to our true empowerment and success. Wealth creates freedom for me. Wealth and power are healthy for me. Wealth is meant to flow. Experience flow from wealth. I am worthy and deserving. I can contribute to others through my wealth and financial knowledge. Financial success is mine and I accept it now. I always have whatever I need. I am wealthy. Life is easy. I admire wealthy people. I am open to the best things in life. Wealth flows to me easily and effortlessly. I am an abundant person. I am a money magnet. I am wealthy right now. What positive beliefs resonate with you? You can use some of the ones that I've given you as examples or create your own. Get creative. 12. Words or phrases to consistently use to create your new reality. What positive words can you use to create your reality? Like, I can, profit, prosperity, abundance, success, millionaire, I will, must, generosity, love, certainty, effortless, desire, happiness, and so forth. What positive words and phrases would you like to use to create your reality? 13 is to get yourself a mentor who will work with you, guide you, and support you to move you forward towards your outcome and hold you accountable. If you ask any successful business person, such as Sir Richard Branson, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, Sir Alan Sugar, and many more, you may be surprised to know they all, at some stage of their lives, have had a mentor, a coach to take them to the next level and accountability. 14 is visualization. Write your goals down and then take a few minutes in the morning when you wake up and before you go to bed in the evening to reconnect with your goals and imagine that they have already occurred and are in your reality. Really get emotionally connected to your goals. What can you hear? What can you see? How do you feel? Don't be like a lot of people who write their goals, if they do, once a year, maybe New Year's Day for their New Year's resolutions, and they don't connect or look at them for the rest of the year. In order for your goals to become reality, you should connect with them on a daily basis. 15, read positive books to educate, develop, inspire, empower, and expand your learning to take you to the next level. There are countless books that I can recommend for you. However, some of the books to start with could be Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas Stanley and William Danko, Luck Factor by Richard Wiseman, Little Voice Mastery, Blair Singer. Number 16, gratitude. This is one of my favourite ones. Being grateful for what you already have in your life, rather than taking it for granted and wanting more and more. Being thankful and having appreciation for your life, your health, for breathing, people around you, your family, your relationships, friendships, parents, your children, opportunities, challenges, mistakes, your home, your cars, other material goods, kindness to strangers, food on your table, the goals once was in a distance, now you have achieved, whatever you wanted to be, but being grateful for what you have in life will create abundance in your life. And finally, number 17, never give up. It is far too easy to give up and have excuses why something didn't work. Isn't it better to continue to do your best, not to try your best? If you fail, get up. If you fail again, then you get up again and you keep getting up and up until you get to your outcome. Trying to do something in a different way, but not the same way, as you know what that is. Insanity. Keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Remember the Edison story, who invented the electric light bulb. Someone said to him, "Why don't you just stop? Because you have failed 999 times. But Edison's attitude was, "I know 999 ways how it doesn't work." So what's your interpretation of failure?